You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Thursday, May 13th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. The league changed its schedule for the first time in 44 years this offseason. It is now out and there is plenty to sink our teeth into, so let's get right to it. The Buccaneers begin defense of their Super Bowl title on Thursday, September 9th. Yes, that's opening night. They will face Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. Dak, of course, recovering from surgery on his dislocated ankle, but the reports are that he will be ready to go to start the year. He told Ed Werder of ESPN, quote, "I'm excited to get back on the field. This game means more than the opponent and their rings." Tom Brady, for his part, had a message as well. He posted on his Instagram story, quote, 9-9 can't come soon enough. Excited to open against, quote, America's team. Little shade there from TB12. Since 2004, there have been 16 defending Super Bowl champions that have played in the NFL season opener. In case you're wondering, those teams have gone 13-3, and the Buccaneers are a 6-point favorite, according to Caesars Sportsbook. Also in week one, the Rams will host the Bears on Sunday Night Football, and the Ravens and the Raiders open the Monday Night Football slate, which closes out the first week of the season. All in all, there are 10 teams who got the maximum of 5 primetime games. The Bucs, not surprisingly. The Packers, which is surprising considering the Aaron Rodgers drama. The Saints, the Cowboys, the Seahawks, the Steelers, the Ravens, the Rams, the 49ers, and the Chiefs are the others. On the flip side of that, there are 8 teams that got the lone primetime matchup that every team gets. They are the Jets, Lions, Jaguars, Bengals, Texans, Panthers, Broncos, and Falcons. Some other scheduling highlights for you. Tom Brady will make his return to New England to face his old coach Bill Belichick in week 4. He's also behind Drew Brees for the all-time passing yardage title by about 11 or 1200 yards, so it is conceivable that he could break that record in that game in front of his old fans in Foxborough. Matthew Stafford will face the old Lions team he used to play for in week 7, although that game not quite as juicy because it's in LA. And we could see Trey Lance face the quarterback the Niners passed on in the draft when San Francisco travels to Chicago to play Justin Fields and the Bears in week 8. No doubt Fields will want to stick it to Kyle Shanahan and the Niners. Let's get to some non-scheduling news now. I mentioned the Packers earlier, and of course, the Aaron Rodgers drama continues to swirl there, but there was some good news yesterday. Former Aaron Rodgers teammate and Green Bay Packer John Kuhn was a guest on the NFL Network and laid it out pretty simply. He said, quote, "Aaron and I are friends. We spent a decade of our lives together in the same meeting rooms, on the same practice field, so we do talk. And quite frankly, this is something that I believe is fixable." That's good news, obviously, for Green Bay fans. Kuhn did mention that he thinks a contract tying Rodgers to the team for the next few years would help smooth things over. Beyond Wisconsin now, the Washington football team has found their left tackle to protect Ryan Fitzpatrick's blindside. They signed former Bears tackle Charles Leno to a 1-year deal worth $5 million. And the Baltimore Ravens announced yesterday afternoon that first-round pick Rashad Bateman has signed his rookie contract. Bateman is the second first-round pick to sign with his team behind Quiddy Pay, who got his deal done with the Colts last week. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Thursday, May 13th, 2021. Please remember to subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. Also, rate and review. Thank you very much. Check out the look ahead with myself and RJ Ochoa. We are going to be looking at the best games and weeks of the 2021 schedule. And we'll also be joined by Evan Winter of Bucs Nation for a way too early look at the season opener between Dallas and Tampa Bay. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.